Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you once again to the Transformation Cafe, greeting you from all over the world. It's so cool. We've got people from all over the world coming and checking us out, whether it's live now tonight on the Pacific Standard Time here in sunny Southern California, or if you're just traveling in and going by demand, we thank you for checking us out after hours when you're out on the road or wherever you feel like you want to check in with us. We thank you so much for that. So we have a couple people with us tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Oh, Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good. That's the most excellent. And how is wonderful Seattle tonight?
Yeah, so far so good. Can't complain.
So far so good. Are you guys getting rain up there?
No, it's very overcast and muggy.
Overcast and muggy. Well, that sounds delightful. Okay, and I want to our guest chef who's back in, yes, is going to be Miss Mary Electra. How are you tonight, Mary?
I'm very good. I'm really good. You know, we're doing this little experiment, and I don't know how
to You have some echo on somebody, the voice echoing very loud. Whatever. Quite an effect.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead. So Mary and I are actually sitting together tonight, and we're trying to figure out if both of our phones are going to be working correctly or what if one of us needs to just go to a speakerphone. So kind of bear with us for a couple seconds. So tonight we thought we would talk about wisdom, and we are very excited for we're going to be
starting a new show, starting in April 18th of this month, that's going to be over on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Sophia Relationship Advice. So we're very, very excited about that, and wanting to feedback and talk about what it's going to be like to be dealing with some advice and getting some advice up there. So
one thing we had talked about was, we got a lot of feedback. Yeah, don't you go ahead and turn that off. Okay, so we were talking about the, we'll just switch back up. We were talking about having it with different kinds of levels of wisdom. And when Mary and I were talking about that, you know, typically it's coming from the perspective of, with women in particular, that it's the mother's intuition and having that be something that's significant for people. But Mary had brought up a really good point about the fact that, you know, we all have our levels of intuition.
Yes. Yes, basically, I don't like to leave men out of the equation, and so all beings have intuition, and it's important for us to tune into our inner knowing and recognize those feelings, those visceral feelings that we receive from our body, letting us know that we need to be listening. So I'm sorry, Jamie, how do you feel about that, though? You're a man. Give us your point of view.
On feeling things inside yourself, I guess? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the feelings you have inside yourself, uh-huh.
Right.
Now, do you feel like that comes from your gut? And you have a sense of something being right or wrong when it's a sense of something
intuition?
I should do this
is
or
that
I shouldn't
what you're
do something.
About? You're talking about intuition, is that right?
Yeah, intuition, uh-huh.
Right. And do I possess it or do I think about it or does it come from
inside?
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
What, You do. You do. Okay.
I would say, yeah, that would be yes.
Yes. You think you do have good intuition.
Well,
that's cool.
Most of the time.
Can you think of anything, a story in particular that you can think of that would be like, you know, that it was totally something when you were really trusting your inner voice that really guided you to that?
Well, most of the time I try not to cross in front of cars and, obey the traffic signals and such. A lot of people don't. So by intuition, I imagine, I do practice that kind of thing. In dealing with people, a lot of times it's a first impression, and you can pick up on a little different when you meet somebody, I guess. If you're going to want to continue to, as far as meeting somebody and conversing and such, to be civil at least.
That makes me wonder about, when it comes to sense, I don't know why, but I'm thinking of like men who basically are like speed drivers or something like that with NASCAR and all these different senses where you really have to have just a sense of something happening before it, before it's going to happen. Or all these guys that are like truckers and things like that when it comes to levels of being good drivers. Is it a matter of trusting yourself and oh, geez, right now I need to switch to a different lane or something like that? Or do you think it's just the whole possibility of you do it so much that it's just a part of the way that you've been trained and just your sense of knowing a car or a vehicle when you're moving around on the road?
Is that in relation to myself and driving, or
when you're driving, you have a sense. Whenever you have a sense, it could be just be anything. When it comes to a sense of stepping out of the way of something when there could be something coming in front of you,
whether it's
danger or whatever.
Right. But I think you want me more to talk about in relationships or just for yourself, or if I have intuitive type consciousness about things. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I deal with people on a kind of a very interesting level, and a lot of times by intuition or by the amount of times I've had to deal with people on this type of level, I think I have developed some sort of, that's what I care about. So I guess that's what I would tell you how I would apply it, in my clientele, I imagine.
Let's back up for just a second, for just in case we have anybody who's a new listener to the show. Jamie's a tattoo artist by his trade, and you've been doing it for 18 years, is that right?
Hi, I'm Jamie Trujillo. I've owned a tattoo shop in Seattle, Washington for the past 16 years. It's called Chromo.
16, okay.
I've been tattooing for the last 27 years. I've tattooed in San Francisco and Albuquerque, and I take it very serious, and it's like no end of the business. Again, it's really popular nowadays, but it hasn't always been like that. And I'm sure, they're going to make people all the time, and they're going to make bad tattoos. So hopefully there'll always be a demand, or there'll be some sort of people getting tattoos. So.
Okay. So when you're one-on-one with a client and you're both working to create that tattoo, when there's a sense of working with that individual, are you sensing or even seeing or maybe on your inner vision pretty much what they're talking about before you actually created that, something that that you'd be ready to go ahead and do the application? Do you have a sense of that even before you've really had the image come up for your customer?
Obviously, nobody can read minds, and that's kind of
I don't know about that.
Part of that's kind of part of what people think you can do, or they try to explain something by gesturing in the air. So, again, I guess it comes to if it's a matter of being intuitive about drawing something that they may visionize, that would just come with kind of schooling and such. But, again, you have to be a little more in tune. And, again, I just apply it to my situation. I'm not sure about everybody else.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to get your perspective, and especially
as
a male perspective.
Man, being a man, that's all. Say it.
Yeah.
That way. So
yeah. Exactly. Well, being
too, right?
being the wonderful Jamie that you are. So there you go.
Right.
So Mary and I were talking about this a little bit before the show, since we were going to be able to sit together, and it's nice to be able to have a guest chef who's sitting right next to me here, so that's kind of a nice thing with the show. But we were going into looking at wisdom in itself, and actually even looking into just the basic definition of what the dictionary would say wisdom is. It says ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting. And it was really interesting because Mary and I started having this conversation about discernment. And it got pretty deep pretty quickly. And we thought, wait, we should just wait until we're we're actually on the radio and having a nice discussion about that. Because discernment is to perceive with the eyes of the intellect. And so I started asking her about, well, okay, if I'm going to be discerning something and I have something whether I prefer or I don't prefer, what levels of that would be a level of discernment? And it started into having a really interesting conversation.
This is so much fun. Anyway.
Is that a sarcasm? I think that's a little sarcastic, isn't it?
It's sarcastic. No, there's no sarcastic. We're passing the phone back and forth because we can't figure out how. For me to be on the phone and her to be
because
on the phone
the echo?
Without an echo.
Right.
So that's what's happening, Jamie. So one of these, one of us has to hang up the phone. And so since she's the leader here, and my phone is the one with the speaker on. So anyway, so let's get back to
it.
Let's get back to discernment. Let's get back. I wrote a book, and in the book is called Time to Be Alive, and ALIVE is an acronym for Acknowledge and Live in Your Vibrational Essence. And I was talking about discernment because it's through discernment that we have wisdom. Because basically, we're inculcated with a lot of information when we come into this plane as a child. And our inner knowing, our inner sense of our divinity kind of gets diminished each moment we exist on this planet. And by the time we're two, that little light of ours is pretty dim, actually. And so discernment is being able to hear something and recognize the truth in it for yourself, and not to just accept it because it's been said. And that's what discernment is. And so once you learn the art of discernment, then you really are tuning in to the wisdom of your own higher knowing. Does that make sense to you, Jamie? And does that make sense to you? I was going to call her Sophia. Does that make sense to you, Robin? Here.
So what do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's all, yeah.
It makes perfectly wonderful sense.
Perfectly wonderful sense. Well, there you go. I don't think we could ask for anything better than that. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, so we're really excited about this new show, and it's really been such a passion and a birth for Miss Mary here. She's really wanting to put that on, and I'm going to be co-hosting that with her.
I think you need to reiterate your information because when you were saying it the first time, we had a real heavy echo.
Really heavy echo. Okay.
Right.
Well, the first show is going to be on April 18th, and it's going to be on Blog Talk, just like here, and it's going to be at 9 o'clock at night. So it's going to be on Thursdays at 9 p.m. And we're actually going to be going, if you go to Sophia's Relationships Advice, at yahoo.com. We're going to be having a place where people could actually go ahead and submit their questions. And we're hoping to be doing some nice conversations where we'll be taking people live to be able to be doing some conversations as well.
Right.
And I just want to really kind of make that clear. You can call, when we're on the Blog Talk show, people can call in and we welcome their calls. And we will address their calls online and bring in the wisdom of the goddesses, primarily, well, Sophia kind of covers them all, basically, so we decided that Sophia would be the best, and that was the choice of Robin. Well, Sophia is connected to Isis. She's connected to the Mary Magdalene. She is considered to be the goddess of wisdom. And on the blog talk, our blog, which is Sophia's, it'll be called Sophia's Relationship Advice. WordPress.com at the moment, and it's not quite up yet, so don't go there yet. I'm just starting to build it. But on there will be information about Sophia. But basically, the blog talk show is an extension of the blog itself, where people are invited to write to us their questions, and we can write them back. It's kind of a take on. Jamie, or anybody out there listening, have you ever watched Letters to Juliet? It was a movie based on a book called Letters to Juliet. And it was a take on Shakespeare's Juliet. And these women go to this wall in Italy and write letters. And the group of women in the community answer these women's letters. And so that's where the idea got spawned from, is from that. And so we are going to, the radio show will actually be an extension of the blog as well. So you can call in with your questions on the radio. And if you can't get through to us on the radio, because we plan on being so popular, that you'll be able to contact us by the blog. How's that sound, Jamie? Now I'm going to give you back to Robin.
Okay.
So I'm hoping Jamie will be able to join us, too, so we can get the male perspective. That would be very nice.
I'm not sure if I will join you, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you know you ever can pop in on a Thursday night, that would be exciting, too.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be very, very fun and very, very interesting.
I'll have to at least eavesdrop, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We look forward to your eavesdropping.
Right.
Huh? Yeah,
is that possible?
Exactly. That sounds great. So when it comes to just different levels of advice and looking at different levels of wisdom, I think it's really important that people realize ultimately all of the wisdom that you'll ever really need to know is inside of you. And one of the important things with when it comes to senses of your intuition, your gut knowings, is recognizing that everything you really need to know is already inside of you. And there's parts of yourself that, for whatever reason, that there's levels of doubt or a disbelief on a level that you could know the things you truly do need to know. And again, that comes from just this ancient sense of your knowings and your wisdom of who you are and how you're able to contribute to yourself and also just to the larger world. So I guess it's a really exciting time to be on the planet. You know, they're saying a lot of things, you know, ever since we had the 2012 thing, about how there was supposed to be this miraculous change and all these wonderful things were going to be occurring. But ultimately, they really are. And it's a matter of having a wider perspective, being able to look from a different sense of the knowing and the wisdom of things that are happening, and just kind of looking with different eyes than we used to have. And I'm really excited to see what people are talking about, what they're concerned about, things that they're wanting to solve in their lives, because everything that we've really known about ourselves is mirrored in other people. So how wonderful it would be on whatever level to have a level of having those relationships coming to help us grow as ourselves, you know, in just different ways within ourselves. Because ultimately, everything we need to know is out there with those wonderful soulmates that we want to go ahead and label.
You know, what we plan on doing with the show is helping you to remember who you really are and helping you to remember your wisdom, because I don't know if anybody remembers when something hits them really hard or they're going through some kind of a traumatic experience. Sometimes we lose our balance, we lose our center, and we kind of feel lost and confused. And that's really what the show is for, is so that we can help you get back into your balance and help you get back into your own sense of knowing. And sometimes it helps us if we have someone else we can turn to and say, can you give me a hand, basically. So that's really what the show is all about, is just bringing up the wisdom of the ancients, basically, ancient wisdom, to support people in their today's chaotic world, and that's what the show's premise is.
So I look forward to having Jamie recruiting some of his guy friends. Anybody out there who's got any kind of issues that they want to be talking about, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I don't really hang out with anybody, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, that's one of the things actually I thought was very interesting. A couple weeks ago, I went to a book signing of a woman whose name is, oh gosh, I wish I would remember her last name. Her name is Shasta, and she's written this book on friendships. And what's interesting to know is she had done a lot of research for this book. And the number one, what do you think the number one thing is for women, whether in their health, in their diet, in anything they could possibly do to help themselves, just be in the utmost wellness with themselves? What do you think the number one thing is?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Of course, because you don't have a phone, right? I don't know.
No, Mary's here.
Oh.
It's having friends. You know, I thought that was really interesting when you look at older couples when, say, that the man would pass away before the woman. The woman seems to be able to, you know, it takes her a little bit of time, but she rebounds and she's able to live a longer life, basically because she's always had a certain sense of community. She's always had a certain sense of having friends around with her. Well, and it's interesting that because what was cool is that night when I was at the book signing, half of the population there was men. And there were a lot of men asking questions about friendship and what that looked like, what it is, what it wasn't. And Shasta was really great in just saying, well, you know what, there needs to come out, because when she originally wrote the book, it was all about, you know, I think All About Friendships is what it's called. And what was interesting is that she says there's been such a growing interest that she was ready to write another version of it that really focused on men and having it where men could feel comfortable having these really close relationship with other men, being able to have these times where they're really sharing themselves. And, you know, because there seems to be such a taboo when it comes to levels of relationship, because it's actually number three on the list for men when it comes to health. Diet and, relationships with their spouse and then relationships with their friends. So it came in number three when it came to health for men to have relationships that were basically outside their marriage, just to be having this sense of themselves and being able to have, you know, healthy community. And I thought that was really interesting. So and it's interesting, too, when you look at the level of men who are more outgoing, when they're more publicly desk, whether it's in a political career or having some kind of a service career, whether it's, you know, police or firemen or anything like that, the longevity of them compared to other men depending on their occupations, because that's always something that's very, very interesting, the way they put things together. So that's just another aspect when it comes to levels of, you know, and I think that really does go back to wisdom. It's that sense of us as we get older being able to share what we know, being able to share on a level that is intimate. We always want to think intimacy is automatically going to be something on a physical level, when really the most endearing and long-lasting relationships we have are being able to be, you know, emotionally intimate with another person, being able to be authentic and real and know they're not going to walk away from us. It kind of goes back to that other conversation we had with Bren Brown a couple weeks ago, where we were talking about how, you know, here she'd done 20 years of research on vulnerability. And ultimately, vulnerability is the one thing that we can embrace, knowing that if it's something that we're willing to be and to stand in what we know and being authentic with our sense of self and being real, that we can have these relationships that we couldn't have even imagined, just because we're willing just to say, yeah, I feel that way, and that's where I am, and not making anybody necessarily wrong, but it's just recognizing that that's the way that they're feeling about something. So it goes back to that level of, you know, what would wisdom say about that? What would, you know, in a sense of knowing ourselves and being able to embrace who we are, we're able to embrace other people as well. So that always makes it something that could be a really interesting conversation, and ultimately helping other people, just like Mary was sharing, having it to where we could really help people to grow and change, and, you know, having that handout that will be a wholehearted way of being able to show somebody a little bit different perspective that gives them something that they can step forward with and being able to have a little bit healthier and a little happier life.
So what do you think about that now, Jamie?
You know,
You're laughing. You're laughing.
Well, sometimes you got to make yourself happy. Nobody can't expect to wait for somebody else to make you happy, you know?
I don't know that anyone can make us happy except ourselves.
If you don't be yourself, nobody will.
Yeah. I don't say that in a jaded way. I say that in an authentic way, you know, because a long, long time ago, I remember
you can't make everybody happy either, so.
No, you certainly can't make everybody happy. The only thing you can do is come from your heart. And when you come from your heart, that's all that we can do is come from our heart. So I agree with you. Happiness comes from ourselves and from within. Almost everything comes from within us. You know what I mean? We're on this desperate search sometimes outside of ourselves. And I think religion had a lot to do with it. So sorry. you had to go and say your confessions and everything and get forgiveness and da 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 da. But basically, within us is everything. We are everything. But I don't think you can say that too many times. What do you think?
Yeah, I got 2 minutes. So we want to really thank everybody for joining us tonight. And, there's Mr. Jamie. Also, we want to make sure he was there, Mr. Jamie. Thank you again for calling in and always being a wonderful, wonderful diner here at the cafe. So, again, we want to invite everybody to check us out. Again, that'll be April 18th on Blog Talk on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. And as always, we will be here on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock for the Transformation Cafe. So we look forward to talking to you guys later, having more guest chefs, and seeing what we could be noshing on with a light and cheery perspective. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special. And we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.